The WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. All the double-dong-daring you can stick in your mouth, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour and 15 minutes, let's call it the midnight 15 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Look at me, taking months off the list. Woo-hoo. We'll talk about that later. But now we're going to talk about Quintron's mouth, because it's all I can care about any time of the day. She's over there chewing something right now, and I'm trying to ignore it. Aren't you chewing? She chews, she bites, she barks. And she doesn't bark that much. She's not much of a barker. But she's got those little puppy teeth, and they are just sharp as razors. And she is just chomp, chomp, chomping on everything she can. You know me. I gotta work it out. So you're the beneficiary of that tonight. As we begin tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank, all about Quintron's mouth. Starting with monkey content, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Last night I had a date. I must have been out with Dracula's mate. Cause what she did to me will probably ruin my name. And all the guys are really putting me to shame. Well, I parked my car down a lover's lane. I kissed her once and she did the same. But when I wasn't looking, I'll tell you my head. She put a monkey bite on my neck. What? A monkey bite on my neck. What's that? A monkey bite on my neck. Well, I tell you boys, it's a dirty trick when she put that monkey bite on my neck. Yeah. Well, I got home and my mama said, hey there, son, I
turn your head. I want to know who was that chick that put that monkey bite on your neck. I went downtown the very next day. My collar turned up and not a thing to say. But word got around and all the guys knew the chick had put the monkey bite on my neck. What? A monkey bite on my neck. What's that? A monkey bite on my neck. Well, I tell you boys, it's a dirty trick when she put that monkey bite on my neck.
I'd like to see your pearlies early in the morn, while your sleeping mouth is peacefully at rest.
Your mouth at rest.
I'd like to hear you curling surly words around your tongue, with the smell of last night's coffee on your breath.
On your breath.
'Cause you got the sweetest mouth that I have ever seen.
I've ever seen.
With your North Country accent and your working class demean. Ah, betcha had a thousand kisses in your time. But what I'd really like to do, I mean if that's alright with you, is see just how your mouth gets on with mine.
With mine.
I want to watch you licking sticky bits off your thumb, and sink your teeth into an orange's soft flesh.
Soft flesh.
I like to think of drinking from the cup that meets your lips, and take you down to where you taste the best.
Taste the best.
'Cause you got the sweetest mouth that I have ever seen. With your North Country accent and your working class demean. Ah, betcha had a thousand kisses in your time. But what I'd really like to do, I mean if that's alright with you, is see just how your mouth gets on with mine. What I'd really like to do, I mean if that's alright with you, is see just how your mouth gets on with mine.
Gets on with mine.
My name is Rowdy.
And I'm Rudy.
And we're the Irrational Rodents with a special message for you.
Chew your food. Keep your mouth closed. Don't be rude. For proper digestion, chew it thoroughly, dude.
Chew your food.
I know it's yummy. Don't be in a hurry to get it to your tummy. Eat too fast and you'll feel crummy.
This has been a public service announcement from the Chewing Council of America, the American Digestive System, and the Irrational Rodents. Chew your food.
Rick Stockwell.
Thank you.
but I want it, I took. Now I'm afraid that I got hooked, cause I know I can't believe
something's got it deep inside of me.
In 1980, as part of a project called Word of Mouth, I was invited, along with 11 other artists, to go to Panapay, a tiny island in the middle of the Pacific. The idea was that we'd sit around talking for a few days, and then the conversations would be made into a talking record. The first night, we were all really jet-lagged. But as soon as we sat down, the organizers set up all these mics and switched on 1,000-watt light bulbs. And we tried our best to seem as intelligent as possible. Television had just come to Panapay a week before we arrived, and there was a strange excitement around the island as people crowded around the few sets. Then the day after we arrived, in a bizarre replay of the first TV show ever broadcast to Panapay, prisoners escaped from a jail, broke into the radio station, and murdered the DJ. Then they went off on a rampage through the jungle, armed with lawnmower blades. In all, four people were murdered in cold blood. Detectives, flown in from Guam to investigate, swarmed everywhere. At night, we stayed around in our cottages, listening out into the jungle. Finally, the local chief decided to hold a ceremony for the murder victims. The artist Marina Abramovich and I went, as representatives of our group, to film it. The ceremony was held in a large thatched lean-to, and most of the ceremony involved cooking beans in pits and brewing a dark drink from roots. The smell was overwhelming. Dogs careened around barking, and everybody seemed to be having a fairly good time, as funerals go. After a few hours, Marina and I were presented to the chief, who was sitting on a raised platform above the pits. We'd been told we couldn't turn our backs on the chief at any time or ever be higher than he was. So we scrambled up onto the platform with our film equipment and sort of duck waddled up backwards to the chief. As a present, I'd brought one of those little Fred Flintstone cameras, the kind where the film canister is also the body of the camera. And I presented it to the chief. He seemed delighted and began to click off pictures. He wasn't advancing the film between shots, but since we were told we shouldn't speak unless spoken to, I wasn't able to inform him that he wasn't going to get 12 pictures, but only one very, very complicated one. After a couple more hours, the chief lifted his hand, and there was absolute silence. All the dogs had suddenly stopped barking. We looked around and saw the dogs. All their throats had been simultaneously cut, and their bodies, still breathing, pierced with rods, returning on the spits. The chief insisted we join in the meal, but Marina had turned green, and I asked if we could just have ours to go. They carefully wrapped the dogs in leaves, and we carried their bodies away.
Butterflies don't bite, lightning bugs don't sting, caterpillars never hurt a thing, caterpillars never hurt a thing. Thank you.
Ricky Bates.
We got a buddy that we call the Munch. You better not ask him over for lunch. Already eats everything inside your last box store.
Ends up chomping on the kitchen floor.
Well, that's a Munch. Yeah, that's a Munch. Well, now he ain't too fat, but he ain't getting thinner. He calls it for lunch and he stays through dinner. Lock your door when you hear his feet, because he's there.
Say, Julius, you got something to eat?
Well, buddy, he can smell food about a mile away. Why, he can munch and chomp and chew 24 hours a day. Oh, well, he eats everything on the kitchen table.
And the soup can's empty, well, he licks the label.
He strolls around the pan, eating all in sight. And when this chopper leaves, you think your hands are blight. Your socks got holes and your shoes ain't got a chance.
There's even not a hole in my brand new pants.
Well, that's a munch. Yeah, that's a munch. Well, now he ain't too fat, but he ain't getting thinner. He calls in for lunch and he stays through dinner. Lock your door when you hear his feet, because he says,
Say, Julius, you got something to eat?
Well, now the local school board had a clean disaster. They kept the school in pencils, but he chewed them up faster. The coaches resigned when it passed.
He even ate the net on the basketball rim.
Well, that's a munch. Yeah, that's a munch. Well, now he ain't too fat, but he ain't getting thinner. He falls in for lunch and he stays through dinner. Lock your door when you hear him speak, because he says,
Julius, like, I'm hungry. I mean, you got something to eat? My stomach's a grumble. It's been 1 or 2 minutes since I had a good square meal. This is starvation, man. And just open the refrigerator door. We'll destroy some groceries. Like drag out a ham or some eggs, a loaf of bread or something. We'll have...
He got your false teeth, Daddy. Your mommy wants to scratch your gums. Your false teeth, Daddy. Your mommy wants to scratch your gums. Well, you're gonna feel good after I've rubbed them some. You're always complaining about your gums. Take them out, baby, let's have some fun. He got your false teeth, Daddy. Your mommy wants to scratch your gums. Oh, you're gonna feel good after I've rubbed them some. Take them out, baby. Put them on the shelf. Relax, baby. Be yourself. You sound like Donald Duck every time you make a sound. I'm so afraid they're gonna fall on the ground. Take out your false teeth, Daddy. Your mommy wants to scratch your gums. Well, you're gonna feel good after I've rubbed them some.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was 30 minutes, I do believe. 30 minutes in Quintron's mouth. We've all been there. Well, we here at Babyland, we've all been there. I just thought I needed to share the experience with you, the listener, so you could feel like you have been there too. Would you just stop it? Don't eat the house. Don't eat the house. So much more silliness left to go, and as you've noticed, we've got Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites, we've got classics, we've got members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars. It's more stars than are in the heavens here tonight. So let us get right back to it, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Tell you something you may not understand. But I'm a thirsty vampire. I want to bite your hair. Shoot. I want to bite your hair. I want to bite your hair. Oh, please, please don't scream. I know you think it's grand when I fly in your window. Just let me bite your hand. Just let me bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. And then I bite you. I feel happy inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can't hide. I can't hide. I can't hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand that I feel that something. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Shoot. I want to bite your hand. And when I bite you, I feel happy inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can't hide. I can't hide. I can't hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand. When I feel that something, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand.
It's time for poetry. I submit to you the following. It's entitled, I Eat With Gusto, Damn You Bet, by one Jonathan Richman. When I eat like I do it, I use not fork nor spoon, no grace nor culture to it, when I call my own tune. For I eat with gusto, damn you bet. A regular canine cruncher. Except, truth be told, I'm sloppier yet than many a dog food muncher. I eat a pound, I eat a ton, and no, there ain't much I cuts up. And while I'm having merry fun, bystanders puke their guts up. The FBI sent someone by who handles health affairs. I had not finished my cream pie when he chanced up the stairs. Why did he turn the other way? Why did he leave so quick? Will he come back another day? Did something make him sick? I eat with gusto. Damn, you bet. A regular doggy diner. No, don't bring me napkins, waiter, sir. Just bring some trash can liner. Whilst wandering by a juice bar, I spied a tempting beverage. Since I would have been last in line, I used my fearsome leverage. For in my pocket was some food, which I took from its wrapper. The patrons watched it being chewed, and of course headed for the crapper. For I eat with gusto, damn, you bet. For gusto, I'm the boss. For yea, my nose, it is in the salad, and lo, my chin, it is in the sauce. I eat with gusto, damn, you bet. We're sailing round the cape. Keel all him, said the bosun. There must be no escape. One sunny day in Paris, an elegant cafe. A phone call there, a phone call here, and the gendarmes took me away. I said, mais qu'est-ce qui se passe ici? I said, mais qu'est-ce que c'est? They said, such eating, it is criminel. And crime, it does not pay. For I eat with gusto, damn you bet. My banner, yea, unfurled. My shirt is covered with mustard, and my hair with ketchup curled. Goodbye to Egypt, Greece, and Rome, the ancient world, goodbye. May squalor be my summer home, and filth be my necktie. For I eat with gusto, damn you bet. Oh, and I eat with gusto, damn your bet, my country, tis of thee. I eat for social progress, I eat for victory. Somebody died who watched me eat in a restaurant one spell. He woke up and saw me eating beans and knew that he'd gone to hell. For he eats with gusto, damn we bet. They're calling from the south. They want to stop my gusto. They want to close my mouth. You eat with gusto. Yeah, that's great. Now let us off this bus. Wait a minute. I haven't finished eating up stuff yet. We'll call you. Don't call us. Thank you.
talk about your job. Yeah, and I like it. And you talk about your preferences. Yeah, and I like it. The rubber snapping land grab, your miscalculated frequencies, and I like it. Your extenuating circumstance tell me that it's time to schmo, and I like it.
What do the neighbors do?
They're laughing at me.
What do the neighbors say?
They say I must be crazy.
What do the neighbors do?
They're laughing at me for putting up with you, putting up with you and your big mouth. But I like it. Yeah, you talk about the polar air, and I like it. You tell me about Melril, yeah, and I like it. Talk about your dreams, talk about your snag, talk about your Liquitex, oh yeah, and I like it. Yeah, I like it.
What do the neighbors do?
They're laughing at me.
What do the neighbors say?
They say I must be crazy.
What do the neighbors do?
Yeah, they laugh at me for putting up with you. They're putting up with you and your big mouth. Your big mouth, but I like it. Talk about your flashlight. You talk about getting out of bed. Talk about your Sudafed, and I like it. You mention your swizzle sticks. Ask me what time is it, and I like it. Yeah!
What do the neighbors do?
They're laughing at me.
And what do the neighbors say?
They say I must be crazy.
What do the neighbors do?
Yeah, they're laughing at me for putting up with you, putting up with you and your big mouth. Your big mouth. And I like it. Yeah, your big mouth.
Oh yeah,
I like it. Your big mouth.
Oh yeah,
I like it. Big mouth.
Oh yeah,
I like it. You and your big mouth.
Oh yeah,
I like it. Yeah, that's totally whatever. Come on.
Another secret adventure of The Tooth Fairy.
Monday, 10:15 a.m. A newspaper ad takes me to the famed Tishomingo Towers Medical and Dental Center.
Yes?
How do you do? Is this the office of Dr. Nelson C. Armadingo?
Yeah.
Would you please inform the doctor that I'm here in response to his newspaper ad?
Your name?
My name is not important.
I'll be the judge of that.
You see, it's who I am that counts, because if you know...
Hold it. Dr. Armadingo's office. Oh, Mrs. Armadingo? Yeah, well, I think your husband, the dentist, is working on a mouth. A dire emergency? 1 minute.
You see, it's who I am that...
Doctor.
Mouth.
Mrs. Amadingo, your husband, the dentist, is working on a mouth. What, normally he could, but in this case, it's his mouth. You're right, I'll have him call.
You see, it's who I am...
Now, what do you want?
I'm here about the ad for a dental assistant.
Your name?
Newton Snookers, but I try as...
Snookers.
But I try as much as possible not to use that name.
Very smart.
Because, you see, it's not who I am that counts, but what I am. For if you know what I am, who I am does not count.
What are you?
I'm the Tooth Fairy.
Have you noticed all these people sitting around here holding their mouths?
Yes.
Do you know why they're doing that?
Probably because something hurts in and around their mouths.
How'd you like to have something hurt in and around your mouth?
In other words...
Lower your voice.
In other words, to put it to you succinctly, you don't believe I'm the Tooth Fairy.
In other words, if you say that one more time, I'm going to put it to you succinctly right in the mouth.
Would you simply inform the doctor that his new dental assistant has arrived?
Have a seat.
Thank you. Will my big sack be safe here on your desk?
What's in it?
Teeth.
It'll be all right.
Thank you.
10:20 a.m. I wait for Dr. Armadingo. 10:21, a small child fingers my sack of teeth. I tell the child not to do that again. 12:21:30. The child's mother tells me not to do that again, or I'll need a sack for my teeth.
You cats keep beating up your chops. I ought to turn you over to the cops. But dig this spiel, I'm gonna lay on your gate. Don't cop your broom, park the body and wait. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You tell everybody I'm busted. You talk so much you got me disgusted. But you run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You start in telling me you're my pal and end up telling me how to handle my gal. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. You run your juicy mouth and I run my business, brother. Just run your juicy mouth and I run my business, brother. You always telling me what to do, saying I wouldn't do that if I was you. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother. Just clap your liver lips and I run my business, brother. Clap your liver lips and I run my business, brother. If I'd followed your advice on how to make dough, I'd been in the jailhouse long ago. You run your mouth and I run my business, brother.
What's up? We're boys to men.
How do we educate our kids so they have a fighting chance in today's world? We don't have to tell you that children face pretty tough challenges these days.
We adults need to go the extra mile to make sure our kids find something in school that really sparks their interest, like music. Teenagers who study music and arts tend to find tough science and math concepts easier to grasp.
It has to do with development of something called spatial IQ. And music and creativity go together, too. We know from our own lives that teachers who appreciate creative thinking embrace our love of music.
So, help prepare your children for life. Encourage them to learn to love music.
A PSA brought to you by the National Association for Music Education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
I like to go ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. I like to go he, he, he. He, he, he. I like to go... We have a lot of fun, my mouth.
lips and tongue and teeth. A million sounds more to be found. We have a lot of fun, my mouth and me. I like to go woo-wee, woo-wee. I like to go ba 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 ba. We have a lot of fun, my mouth and me.
I like to go. I like to go. I like to go.
Bad teeth, what you gonna do?